Okay, we're on Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis. We're starting from the fifth parak. Halakach v'anachdom ketzin ma'aser netu k'day trumas ma'aser v'chala. V'omer echad mimeyah sheyesh kan harei zeh v'tzad zeh ma'aser hashar ma'aser samach lai. Zeh hashar zisik ma'aser osi trumas ma'aser ala v'hashar chala. So what we're saying is that you set aside 1% for trumas ma'aser and 2% plus for trumas ma'aser. Ma'aser sheni v'tzvani, you have a drawing way, you set aside in the north or south side, again, ma'aser sheni. M'chol ha'mais, and that will be m'chol al ha'mais. The Gemara is going to discuss why it did it in this particular order, where you're doing ma'aser, and then you're doing challah, and then you're doing ma'aser sheni. Now, let me just speak this out quickly. Normally when you have... In a normal case, you're taking off your ma'aser in the gerud. That'll be the place to take off your trumas and ma'asers. And challah, that won't come until much later when you make it into a dough. And so challah normally is at the end of everything in the normal circumstances. So there's no issue of le'as chov de machalos acher by challah, because the order of that is almost always going to be, in a normal case, at the very end. But over here, where you're taking it, where you're buying something from the Amoritz, so all of it's coming together at once. So that's why we're going to have to explain why you're doing it in this order. That's the first thing I want to say. Second thing I want to say is that the Marufulda mentions a stira, that in Perek Beis Halacha Dalet, it says, looking at Marufulda inside, he says, Hanachtumim Hayavim Lahafresh Kadesh Shir Chumas Maisa Vachala. There it says that the baker was mafreshing. In our Mishnah, we're saying the person, Halokeach, how is he mafresh it? So what's going on? How come over there it says the baker does it, and here it says that the lokach does it? So simply speaking, you could say very simple that over there it's talking about whether Nachtam was a chaver. He was a person who was never on Meisters. And over here you're buying it from a Nachtam who was an Amar Aris. So that's what it says. He says over here. Yeah. I'm in trouble reading this. Right. That's basically what he says in the Hebrew, if you look at it inside. Okay, so we have that stira and we have the yishuv. Okay, let's go weiter. Afal hachala. So the Yishalmi asked Bitmiya, says what? Let's take a look. Who's going to be masba this question the best? Let's take a look at the gra. On the side, the gra says, perish. Migtani echad mimeya. You're taking 1 out of 100, so that's trumas meiser. Mashmar tzarach litin trumas meiser afal achala, b'chala chayevus b'dmai. The Gemara is basically making a simple diak in the Mishnah, and you see that you're starting off saying 1 out of 100. 1 out of 100 includes the chala that you're about to take, so it means that you're taking meiseris on the entire amount that's in front of you, which includes chala. So the Gemara's kasha is l'charet. We're going to continue on the next page on Daf Mem. Top of the page, it says, V'chala chayeves v'dmai. Is chala chayeves v'dmai? V'lo kein tanina, it says, V'feirish. In a Mishnah, where is this Mishnah? Parak Aleph. It says over here, Halacha Gimel. Excuse me, I have a phone here, so it's a little hard for me to see it so well. So, lo kein tanina, chala sam ha'aret sam ha'duma p'tor min ha'dmai. It says beferish that the challah of an Amo Aretz is parter from the Mai. So how come in our Mishnah you're taking off Trumas Meiser from that which is in front of you, which is going to include challah? That's the question. So Gemara says halach like this: Rav Acha, Rav Bon, Barachia, B'shem Rav Yosi ben Chanina, to Beis Shammai. So what he says is that we're coming out like Beis Shammai. In other words, even though you're right, there is a Mishnah that says that challah Amo Aretz is Pater Min HaDmai, but there's a Shita of Beis Shammai who disagrees with Tani Kain. It says the price also, Reb Shimon, you don't have Reb Shimon. Chala, when it comes to Chala, Beis Shammai, B'chayiv, they're Chayiv in what? If it's L'koch Min HaMa'aretz, it's Chayiv in the Ma'aseres, and Beis Shammai Pater Min HaDmai. So you see, so that's what we're going to have to say. We're going to have to say that our Mishnah, it's a little bit of a defect, but you're going to have to say that our Mishnah comes out to Beis Shammai. The Gemara says, "Klamar Beis Shammai el davar shul is riyah." That's what it should say. La achila. They're only talking about something where it could be eaten. In other words, when you buy tefuah and you're buying it for the purpose of eating it, so that's when you're chayiv to take trumas and maaseros for the mai.
Hala.
Or in this case, challah. Ilu halakech lazar lebehemah kemach la'iris. I'm sorry, kemach la'iris shemun laner. If you're going to buy it for non-eating purposes, and buy it, for instance, the flour to work on the skins, or oil to for fire, shema eino potter with mai. Are you going to say it's not potter with the mai? Avada, it's potter from the mai. That doesn't. There's a Mishnah earlier that says that you're potter from the mai, and nobody was chayuk on it. So the problem is like this: what the Gemara means is that you're buying. Well, again, when he said that it was from a person who was Nachtam, who was Nama Aretz. If it's Nama Aretz, he's for sure a kosher on Tumah. And so, Mela, if you're buying from him a challah, probably, or anything you're buying from him, it's all Tumah. So, if it's Tumah from the get go, when you're mafresh the challah that's Batumah, you can't eat that challah. It's got to be burnt. So anytime you buy something that has to be burnt, it's not going to be what? It's not going to be
Ibamaisris.
ibamaisris, because it's no different than those things like kemach la'iris or those other things. Because it's omer l'sreifa. So the Gemara, that's basically the Gemara's kasha. Again, so what we said so far is what? We said that the Mishnah says that you seem to be mimafresh maestras on kala. Are you potter from challah? The answer is that's Beis Hillel. But Beis Shammai Shita is that you're chayiv. Question is, what about Beis Shammai? Even according to him, it would only be if you're eating it. But over here, it's tameh. Why would you be chayiv to be mafresh? That's the Gemara. So the Gemara says Ela. So this Ela, I mean, this is a question whether this is a complete chazar, whether it's just an answer to this question. The Gemara answers, but Megabali sasubam may peiros. We're talking about not where it's tame, because if you were never machshir it with water, and you made what the dough out of fruit juices, so then it's never makabel tuma. So maybe we avoid the whole problem, and so you could say the answer that it's coming out like Beis Shammai. That's not part of the pshat, right? So let's see. It is that the Maror Fulda does not learn that way at all. The Maror Fulda noticed the word Elah. And so, therefore, he made it more of like a chazara. So, if you look at his shot over here, Magabali Sosma Paris, he says Shelo Hokshar Ha'isa B'Mayim Shehi Makabel Tumah, that there was never water to be machshir. B'Hayil Be'Yatriach Kol Kach, since this person went out of his way so much, B'Choshva Shelo Yukshar, and he was being careful to make sure it doesn't become Mushal Kabel Tumah. The stama tikkun chalasos, so someone who's so azeh upkehi to make sure his isur remains tahor, probably was masakin the challah as well.
That's very funny. What's the pshat in the
What?
Mara Fulda? What's the pshat in the Mara Fulda? You have to accept the first pshat in order to understand the Mara Fulda pshat. Mara Fulda is maskim that a person that's Megabali Sasa ben May Paris, it's going to be Tahar. And then he says, oh, but he must be Tahar, so don't worry about it.
He's learning, yeah. He's learning that it's not shy, it's not shyach to Beis Shammai, apparently. I'm not sure. I mean, if you don't have the Elo, without the Elo, we could just simply say it's Beis Shammai. It's got not going the evil. It's going the evil. The answer is it's not going the evil, and that will be it. But you're stuck with this word Ella, I guess. I mean, unless you're not good at it. Everyone seems to have it in their gear set. Yeah, I'm looking around over here. Take a look at the Gra. Let's take a look what he says over here. I'm looking at the Ksav. Let's look. I'm looking at Ksav Yad Beis because it fits on my screen. Ella b'megabel, you saw some of my Paris Mashani. So the Gemara's answer is the Ma'ari Shalosh Shal Kabbalah wasn't Moshe. Ba'filo Hanachtom Hu Am Ha'aretz Hachala Ru'uy Lachil. Even though he's an Am Ha'aretz and he's normally Matame everything, he could still eat this challah. So he's maintaining that we're still sticking with Beishamai. Now, Rabbi Yochanan, he's referring to, I didn't speak out the answer of Rabbi Yochanan earlier, the sugya earlier in the Masechtas, when it was mentioning the stira between two Mishnayos, where in the Mishnah earlier, in the second parak, it said, that the Nachdom was responsible to be mafresh the challah, whereas an Aramish that has a lokach being obligated to be mafresh the challah. Rabbi Yochanan answered that here it's talking about where it's tar, here it's talking about where it's tame, which means that where the Isa is still tar, so we want it to be mafresh the challah as soon as possible. That's why in the Mishnah in Parak Beis, it said that the Meicher, the Nachdom, had to be mafresh the challah. But over here in Amishna, we're talking about it's tamei. So let's assume for this time being that it's tamei because the nachdom is an am haaretz, so therefore it's tamei. So and that's why that was his answer. So that's why the lokach is being mafresh over here. In other words, there's no rush to for the nachdom to have to be mafresh because it's tamei anyway. In the second part, we want the nachdom to be mafresh because it's tar. And the longer you wait, the more likely it'll become tummy, especially if you're selling it. But over here, it's tummy anyway. Now, so that's what he's going to speak out over here.
Yeah, but then
what?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
So I'm saying, so the Morris Kasha is still very strong according to Rabbi Yochanan. That's good for the Gemara's Kasha, right? So we're here where he's
so the problem
Gabli
is,
Sassi Vitoma.
So if it's really,
well, then why would it be Chayv and Maisrus?
Why would it be Chayv?
It's really Tomei.
If it's Tomei, it's like Kemach for the Iris. So the Gemara's answer, right? Let's sort of look at the Gemara inside. L'Rabbi Yochanan Demukin Le'El Kasha Isi Vitoma Hachinami Kimeshalo Hosher Adayin Halakach Nami Mafresh. So, I mean, he's not really dealing with the answer there. The problem is still there. Why should it be a chiyuv ma'aseres? All he's explaining is that Rabbi Yochanan would be masking that we can shift the responsibility to be mafresh to ma'aseres to the lokeach. But he's not explaining the answer to the basic problem of the Gemara.
Yes.
I can't hear you.
Yes, I think. I know. I'm sorry.
Try
can
again.
You hear me?
Yeah, try again.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, go ahead.
I think what he means to say is, what Rabbi Yochanan meant is the tuma in a usual case because he's an Am Haaretz. But this particular situation, in other words, usually it would be tuma, if not for the fact that it will be made bare because
I'm sorry, Abe. I'm sorry. It's totally. I'm not hearing. May Goldman, are you hearing what he's saying? I can't hear what he's saying.
No, I lost him at
the
key part.
I'm sorry, Abe. I beg your pardon. Okay, so I'm going to Amid Beis. I don't have Clark shot over here. As to what if we're going, if in other words, let's just speak out the problem and we'll go weiter. The problem we're saying is as follows. Rabbi Yochanan said that we're talking about when he does a betumah. Now, if he does a betumah, that's what he was doing to explain why the lokach has been mafreshit. But now the Gemara is saying that we're going, that was lo hoshar, because we're talking about he makes it with Mayperis. Okay, so he's making it with Mayperis. If it's Mayperis, then it's no difference. It's not Chayach Toma. So what was the basis of Rabbi Yochanan's answer? Why not have the seller be mafresh it if it's not Tomei? Well, it's not Shayach for it to become Tomei. So if it's not Shayach for it to become Tomei, so then there's no need for the seller to do be mafresh it. Let the buyer do it. Because what are we afraid of already? So that's basically the answer, right? Okay. Good enough.
Yeah.
Now we're going in Amud Beis. Mem Amud Beis. Loi chen Amar Rabbi Yosef Rav Chanina.
Bit me up.
I'm not sure what this means anymore. I forgot. Means like this. There's a machlokes in Masechta Chala. When you have May Paris. So is May Paris something which is Chayiv and Chala or not Chayiv and Chala? So that's a machlokes Tanoim. The Gemara is going to refer here to the Shita of Rabbi Kiva as the Chachamim. And the other Shita is Reb Elazar. Okay? Reb Elazar ben Yehuda. Ish Bar Tusa. So it's basically what we're the assumption in the answer is that if we're talking that we're talking about May Paris and that's why you're being mafresh chala, that means that something made with May Paris is chayv and chala. That's only going to come out like Reb Elazar ben Yehuda Ish Bar Tusa. That's the Gemara saying. Like in Amar Reb Yosi Reb Chanina Reb Elazar ben Yehuda Ish Bar Tusa he hak rabbanan lo. But according to the Rabbanan, meaning according to the Bar Plukta of Rabbi Elazar, which is Rabbi Kiva, he holds that May Paris are not Chayiv and Chala. So that's not going to be a good answer because we're talking about when you're Mafresh Chala. If we're talking about May Paris, there's no Chayiv Chala to begin with. So that's not going to work according to Rabbi Kiva, which is the Halacha. So we have to give another answer, Elo. Now it should say, according to the way the art school, I think, has it, the gear says, Lok Rabbi Yochanan. Is a very unusual sentence. I'm not happy with this gears of change, but this is the way they explain it. That it cannot come out like Rabbi Yochanan. This is like, do you ever see a Gemara where it says, don't explain this according to Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan says the following answer. That's what the Gemara is doing here, according to their gears. Look, Rabbi Yochanan, it's not like Rabbi Yochanan. Which is what we just explained. Ella to Rabbi Elazar. It's going to be like Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar gives a different answer. He answers what? He says, Khan v'kan v'aisa v'tara. That both Mishnayos are words v'tara. But the difference is that, in other words, the Chachamim, when they said that the Nachdom was not responsible to be mafresh, anything besides, what was it? What was the things that he said that you were responsible to in Mafresh? Well, I wish I had a big blind, right? Mafresh can't see what I'm looking at here.
Well, what do you say? He's Mekhayef to be Mafish, Tumas Meiser, and Chala.
Tumas Meiser and Chala, right? But the Nachdom in Perak Beis.
Yes.
Are we talking about in Perak Beis, right? Let me just go along the left side of the page over here. The Ridvaz. Let's use that because then I can see. Weimar. The Rebbelazar loimukim hamasnisa di don ba'isa b'toma ela ba'isa tara. Right? He argues on Rabbi Yochanan. He says our Mishnah is talking about what you do with tara. Uladugma ba'almanak and Rebbelazar. Avol loimukim go kiv to the Rebbelazar d'mayr benachtim chaver. That part of Rebbelazar that we're talking about a nachtim was a chaver. That the Gemara is not carrying through. Rak Mairi b'mida gasa ze'enot in came in manoshach. Hechi Mairi, We're talking about where you're selling a mita gasa. So then if it's with tomo, then you're not, then it's nothing. You're not chayv in kala. And if it's not, tomo, so then it's on the meicher that has to do it. So that the nachdom must be in the Maritz in our case. Alkein halakeach mafresh. That's why the one who buys it has to take the afresh. Well, Myri sheneman al hataras is a special case. This Maritz is a nemanas on taras. The law of Maritz, meaning we know that he's makvin on taras, but he didn't go through that chavar process where you stand in front of three people and make a kabbalah. So the rule was, just to remind you, the rule was that if it's for private, if it's I'm inviting you over my house, you can remind me. But when it was public, if I had a store, right? For the store, you're not Naaman because we have a standard, and that standard has to be across the board for everybody, even somebody who's a big tzaddik and he's in Zohar and Taurus. And that's what the Gemara is basically going to say right now, right? So go to the next page. Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. Ella, the Masarach Etzlo. We're talking about where, right? The only time that he's Neman is if you're invited and it's a one-on-one situation. Lo kein toni, didn't we learn? Ha Neman al Hataras, Neman al Maisras. That's only true that if you're a private guest of a baramim, may not one actually a couple of baramim. The cha baramim anon kayamim. Over here, we're talking about where you're baramim because you're a nachdom, you're selling to the public. So that's the case. So since that's the case, so that's why you're not going to be that one. Okay, so let's just recap. So do we have an answer to our question? What was the question? Let's recap the Gemara. So what are we saying essentially? We tried to figure out how is it that you're chayev in the Mai, if we're talking about chala normally is pater from the Mai. We tried to zetzayin like Beis Shammai. We had a problem that going Beis Shammai. It's Tomei, so it shouldn't be chayiv in Maestros. So the answer was, it wasn't Mokshel Kabotoma. So if it wasn't Mokshel Kabotoma, then you have the problem that you're not chayiv Chal to begin with, because of Rabbi Kiva. So Elamai, what must we be talking about? We must be talking about that both cases are a case of where it's Batara. It's not, we're rejecting Rabbi Yechonon's Mahalach, Kamatara, Kamatoma. We're talking like Rabbi Lazar. That both cases are Batara. So what's the difference? How come over there? So how does that answer the question? So are we going like Beis Shammai or not going like Beis Shammai? What's the answer to that question? Are we still going like Beis Shammai?
Yes.
I think we are. So we're still going like Beis Shammai. Huh?
And it's talking. Yes, going like Beis Shammai, and it's or maybe not. I'm not sure. I'm not sure about the Beis Shammai part. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. If it's not Beis Shammai, then
I'm not sure we're talking about the Beis Shammai part. We're more focused now at the end of the Gemara about Rabbi Yochanan.
We're rejecting.
He answered the stira by saying, "No." But Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, we're not rejecting Rabbi Yochanan.
We're rejecting
Rabbi Yochanan.
We're being garis law to Rabbi Yochanan. Then it's not like Rabbi Yochanan.
Rejecting Rabbi Yochanan because this is not betumah. It is betahara.
Betahara, correct.
And you have to come out betahara whether or not you hold like betahara. Because we're talking about where he's taking maaser and chala. It could be the whole mission can't be. It's impossible.
Right.
Our Mishnah cannot be
Because otherwise it wouldn't be Chayv and Chala to begin with.
I think Gemara is not focused on Beishami at this point. I think the Gemara is saying, what are we talking about?
Yeah, but
Tumah
if you're going like Beis Hillel,
you can't be talking about Tumah because we're taking Challah.
But if you're talking like Beis Hillel holds that Challah is part of and not mine. So why would you be taking Maestras?
Okay. Okay, let's just say that's the only sheet, right?
Let's say what?
Right? Hello? We need
my internet. My internet
is that
tonight
I'm Bitahar.
Beishama, we're going according to Beishama. It has to be Bitahara.
Yes.
Right? Okay.
Yes. One according to Beishamai, and it has to be Bitahara, right?
And the difference, and we're going like Rabbi Lazar, and the difference, and I understand how we answered the difference why it's Lokeach as opposed to the Meicher, because over here, it's a small meter. It's a one-on-one.
The problem of saying that Tahara is then why are you taking the mine? Then we're talking about a hover. So you have to have this unusual case where he's Neman al Taharas, but he's not Neman al Ha Maisras. That unusual case.
Correct.
Right?
Right.
That's where we're coming out. And the Gemara says that unusual case is only b'misareach etzlo, not b'rabim.
Correct.
When you use the word nachdom, you are talking about a rabim. You are not talking about misareach etzlo.
Correct.
So we are right now without a teretz. You cannot say the teretz of this unusual guy that's nanal taharis, not namalala maestris, because you're talking about rabim.
You're saying we're left without an answer?
Yeah, right now we're left without an answer, yeah. The Gemara is going to go on, I assume, with other answers. Right now we're left
without an answer. I thought we had an answer. Okay.
No, I don't think so.